They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis diamond jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Come visit Jiffy Lube's South Riding, Virginia location. Relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza, South Riding. Jiffy Lube's now located next to the car wash. Both businesses are now open.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town, Bill. We were trying to make a recovery. We had two accidents on Suitland Parkway. They both have been cleared near Stanton Road and First Sterling. But now for 295, if you're going north and getting onto the 11th Street Bridge, right as you get onto the bridge and the freeway, that's where I have a report of a crash along the right side. DDOT tweeting that they're going to be there in just a few moments. But 295 delays back at the Beltway for northbound side. Loudoun County, we go. The crash on 606 Old Ox Road, really tying everything up if you're heading northbound. Just as you make that split past Loudoun County Parkway, 606 to the crash south of the Greenway under police direction. On 66, no troubles to report, but the volume with us for sure. On the trip around the Beltway, now starting to stack up a little bit of volume in Annandale, and now north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we're on a clear sky now, settling in for the rest of the week. We'll continue to see plenty of clear sky this morning. A little on the chilly side with a west-northwest breeze. Mostly sunny later, seasonable, 42. Tonight, mid-20s, suburbs a bit colder. Sunny tomorrow, up near 50. And low to mid-50s expected over the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 11 in Manassas, 21 in Frederick, 20 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A New York terror suspect is going to plead guilty to avoid a possible death sentence. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good Thursday morning. Tomorrow's Friday. Joining us at 8:15 in about 10 minutes will be Luke Rosiak. He's the investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation, and he has been following the antics of the Awan family and their alleged breach of congressional servers. They were IT people working for the Democrats, and he's got more information on that. He has been dogged in this, and he's going to update us. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
Oh, and he said 239 pounds.
Whatever, but I mean...
I know I'm being a girther, but I mean... Right.
If that's what 6'3", 239 pounds looks like, it's a shock to me.
I'm not sure if it makes me feel better that this doctor says that he has no cognitive issues. It makes me feel worse.
If you were looking for the crazy people, there's a few of the suspects. Joining us now to help us diagnose them from afar, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, best in the business of this very subject. Joe, what do you make of all the people who are insisting that there's no way a guy who served as a doctor for three presidents can know what he's talking about?
Oh, I think that I just heard the three people you just played. Who was it? It was Joe, Mika, Don Lemon. I think they all just accused Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson of being a liar. Right, because what else is going on here when people are questioning the weight that he recorded for the president, or even the height is being questioned for that matter? So you either believe them because their track record is perfect. Remember, I thought that he was supposed to have early on-stage dementia, according to Joe and Mika, who have been insisting this for 9 months. They don't even apologize for it. Mika just says, well, I'm just more concerned for the country now that the test came back showing that he was fine. And then to see the White House press corps guys ask the questions that they did for nearly 55 minutes, trying to find some sort of hole in the doctor's report because, you know, they all watched Doogie Howser when they were a kid, and therefore that makes them medical experts. I think this was, I hate hyperbole, I really do, but one of the lowest days for our media watching that press conference a day ago with the way the reporters went in there with a groupthink attitude, trying to poke holes in what was basically a perfect health report for a 71-year-old man who eats poorly.
You've been watching this administration in particular very closely on the way the media is engaged with it. I was of the impression, actually, this week, and I didn't think it was possible, that the press is more exposed than ever for where it is on Donald Trump, what they think of him, and how they treat every bit of their news coverage.
And we saw that with the Pew Research year-end analysis, Vince, which showed that just 5% positive coverage is given to this president. And that's remarkable for me when you consider where the economy is at, where our jobs picture is at, where ISIS is basically destroyed 98% of the caliphate, when you think of all the judges that have been appointed at a record pace. This isn't me doing GOP talking points or rah-rah Trump. He wasn't my guy, trust me. But I don't know how you get to 5% when all those positive things happened during the year. I get that the communications aspect of this administration has been poor. You don't go through four White House communications directors if it wasn't, but they always focus on Trump the man and psychoanalyzing him and parsing every word instead of looking at policies, accomplishments, or failures in that regard in terms of health care. And if you add that all up and you get to 5% positive coverage, it's exactly to your point. It's an agenda-driven business, and now it will never, ever be trusted by at least a very large swath of the country again.
So, Joe, at what point do we stop treating them as legitimate media and giving them all this gravitas and all this attention and just start treating them as basically one step actually below TMZ?
It's already happening. It's already happening because, and this is my favorite stat from the 2016 election, The Hill compiled all of the newspaper endorsements from major newspapers across the country right before everybody voted. And 59 papers, out of 59 papers, 57 endorsed Hillary Clinton, just two Donald Trump. And who had the concession speech? It was Hillary, because the influence of our media is not even a tenth of what it used to be, because people don't trust what they're hearing. Now, the counterargument, which I find hilarious, is, well, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN will say, well, oh, we've never been more watched, or we've never had more subscribers than ever before. Yeah, because you're catering to only half the country, and you're playing into their emotions, and you're giving them what they want, even if it isn't accurate. And Donald Trump, if he wasn't elected, all those entities I just mentioned would be struggling mightily, and probably some of the people that run them probably wouldn't be running them right now. But he is the gift that keeps on giving because of the vitriol against the president, and they play into that emotion instead of being honest. This is all a business at this point, and everybody should be very well aware of that this is strictly business decisions in terms of the information that is being given by many media outlets to play into the emotions of people who can't stand this president.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. They're exploiting that, and rather than sticking to news. The president of the United States did the fake news awards as promised last night. And I'll get to that in a second and what you thought of the picks. But first, there's a guy, a U.S. senator who tried on your hat yesterday, wanted to be a media critic, compared Donald Trump to Joseph Stalin for his treatment of the press. That was Jeff Flake. Did you have any reaction to Senator Flake taking the floor of the Senate and making that comparison?
I think that was a tremendous speech if you're auditioning to be a contributor at a cable news network, because that's what that is, because he's obviously leaving, right? His poll numbers are horrible. So he will be the Republican that goes on there that beats up Trump. He'll be the male version of Anna Navarro, basically. That's what that was. And then I loved Mr. Lawrence O'Donnell's reaction to... it was John Kelly, the chief of staff that was on Fox News with Bret Baier, and he actually compared, this is Lawrence O'Donnell, I'm trying to find the tweet, and I'm doing what's called stretching right now so I can find it. Yes, here it is. Lawrence O'Donnell on Twitter last night, on Fox News just now, John Kelly sided with Stalin and Trump against Jeff Flake. The disgrace of John Kelly continues. So now we have John Kelly, who's only a 4-star Marine general and a gold star father, being compared to Stalin by MSNBC's 10 p.m. host. And you know what? Nothing will happen, of course, because the hosts now run these networks and the executives are scared to death to do anything because they like the ratings that they're getting. So, yeah, that's where we are. To your point, Mary, don't take these people seriously. Don't. I mean, when you say something like that, you're a cartoon character at that point. You're not remote. remotely anything resembling a journalist or even a serious opinion host on a network.
But Michael Goodwin
But
to that point, Michael Goodwin just had a piece in the New York Post where he said, yeah, we can laugh at them, but this constant beatdown week after week after week by the media is going to take its toll on the president and this presidency.
Yeah, I think that it energizes one side, right? I just don't know what you really do about it, because as long as the revenues are coming in and the clicks are there, then they're going to keep doing it. The problem is that, like I was saying before, I think it was Zogby in November showed that 93% of all Trump supporters don't trust the media, 91% of Republicans. So, yes, they will divide the country for business, but what you do about it, if the business is good on their end, I don't know what executive is going to fire anybody who's bringing in clicks or ratings, even if it's completely irresponsible and reckless. That's the problem.
Well, hopefully the impact is everyone's getting a lot more media literate. Real quick here in the last 20 seconds or so, yep. 4 out of 11 of the fake news awards given last night, CNN wins them. Is that appropriate?
Well, considering that's the broadcast network he's attacked the most, yes. I'm surprised BuzzFeed got off the hook somehow, considering the dossier, and CBS and NBC didn't get awards either. So I think they're almost angry about that because they'd probably wear it as a badge of honor.
And despite the fact that CNN won most of them, Jim Acosta didn't get mentioned, which may have been by design, actually.
Oh, he's very disappointed, I'm sure, this morning.
Joe Concha from The Hill, thanks as always. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Okay, guys, take care.
8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading into town. Oh, darn, we have a new problem coming off the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. I know you're saying that, nothing worse, right? On the 11th Street Bridge, before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, now cruise with the crash along the right side. So 295, the pressure not released yet. In fact, we're almost back the entire way from the Beltway, northbound 295, to get past this crash once you get off the 11th Street Bridge. For 50, coming through Chevrolet, accident activity had remained on the median, inbound near 202. Let's get out toward Annapolis, and as you head toward the John Hanson Highway, the crash southbound on I-97. Initially, we were focused on the Crownsville Road crash, but in the backups, we had an incident, so that's where the focal point of delays is, southbound on 95, I should say delays are. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, 270. No incidents to report, but the volume, Clarksburg, Gaithersburg, and into Rockville off and on. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, it's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, lots of sun with a high of 42 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 26. And then tomorrow, lots of sun again with a high near 50. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 22 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Joining us now is Luke Rosiak. He is an investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. Luke, good morning, and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
You have been, just for, in case people don't know who you are, a little background, you have been investigating the Awan family. They were IT aides who were hired by the Democrats, hired by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to work on their servers and to deal with IT issues for the Democrats. And we found now out, since there's been a lot of alleged misdeeds done by the Awan family. Some of them have fled and gone back to Pakistan. Some of them are still here. You tweeted out that you've done 50 stories on this cyber breach in Congress, and you've met with a misinformation campaign. Why a misinformation campaign when you're trying to find out if a crime has been committed?
That's what's so interesting about this. You know, when you talk to people on the Hill, it's not really in dispute that these guys are the suspects in a cybersecurity probe. It's been well known for 18 months now that they hacked Congress. And I've been saying that for 49 stories now. And people who really are in the know, they know that this is all accurate. But people who are on the periphery, it hasn't really gotten that much mainstream coverage because the Democrats haven't been outraged. And we see how they react to the DNC being hacked and talking about Russia all the time. And people assume if the Democrats were hacked, they'd be letting us know. And the reaction has been very, very strange. And they've actually denied that the hack occurred, and they've said things that don't make any sense. For example, prosecutors said that after they found out that they were the subject of this investigation into hacking, they fled the country and they did some bank fraud. They sent some money over to Pakistan, and they've been charged with the bank fraud. And now members are saying that's all this is about. It's about bank fraud. But you can read the prosecutor's documents, and you can see that the reason they did the bank fraud, according to prosecutors, is to escape the Capitol Hill investigation. So there's been people that have been, basically, if you've been following my stories for a long time, my big story yesterday may not surprise you because I've been saying it for a long time. But if you've been one of those people who's been unsure, is this real? Is this some made-up thing? Is this fake news? Is this some kind of partisan thing? Yesterday, I published the findings of a report by the House Inspector General, so the nonpartisan major main watchdog office of the House. And it found in September 2016, under the heading Unauthorized Access, a big, bold headline, Unauthorized Access, House aides accessed servers thousands of times that they had no connection to, logging into 15 members of Congress's servers who they don't work for. They were logging in using members' personal usernames. They were logging in even after they were fired, and they were taking steps to cover their tracks and make it so that this activity wasn't detected.
So the suggestion with all of these various disparate facts, which you've spent a lot of time trying to stitch together, suggests that what? That they were discovered, that the nature of their access or whatever activity they were up to was discovered, and it was at that point that they committed bank fraud in an assist to both get them out and to finance their existence in Pakistan.
Exactly. So this September, this IG report that I just published about, it was from September 2016. And so the bank fraud occurred where they were taking money from the House Credit Union and moving it over to Pakistan occurred in November. So it was immediately after they became aware that basically they were busted that they started taking steps to flee the country.
Do you have any sense of what that means, that they were busted? Who found them out?
So it was the House Office of the Inspector General. So they did two reports, both dated September 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was entirely about what they called, quote, continuing unauthorized access, and about how at that point, after the first report, which is earlier in September, they had tried to basically close in on these guys and restrict them, and the guys were evading them, and they were taking steps to circumvent them. And even after they were fired by one office, they kept coming in. And so what's interesting is when the House Committee on Administration and the other bureaucrats in the House, they got this report, which did not even mention the word theft in it. It was entirely about cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally banned these guys from the House. They fire them, and they tell members that the reason they're being fired is for theft. Now, again, the IG report that this is based upon, and they say they put out this statement from the House Committee on Administration that, you know, there was this internal investigation in the House, and they call it a, quote, ongoing House theft investigation. The actual investigation did not even mention theft in the final version. It was about cybersecurity. And so these House leaders did not tell the 44 members who hired these guys and who were affected by this that they were the subject of a cybersecurity breach, and that there was even any cybersecurity component to what was going on here, when in fact that was the primary and urgent reason for their being investigated. So as a result, these Democrats took no steps to secure your data. I mean, when you're part of a data breach or even a potential data breach, there are certain things you need to do, potentially including notifying constituents whose data may be on your servers, and they have done nothing. And so the members have said, look, our leadership hasn't told us there's any security, cybersecurity breach, so we don't believe you. If it's the Daily Caller, if it's the other media, we don't care. If there was a really one, our leadership would have told you.
So is the partisan
yesterday, that's not true.
Is the partisan reaction to all of this leaving members of Congress vulnerable then?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, there's no real reason this should be partisan. I mean, anyone can be hacked, and they would just be the victims of a hack. But they have their own reasons for not acknowledging that this was a hack. Now, some of them genuinely don't know because they say they were not told, and I believe them. Other ones do know, and it seems clear that they do not. They want to remain willfully in the dark. So the data that these guys are dealing with is very sensitive. Take Congressman Joaquin Castro. He's on the Intelligence Committee.
Yep.
And a few months ago, I ran into him, and I said, you know, this is about cybersecurity. You know that, right? And he said, no, it's not. Absolutely not. I didn't do anything to secure my data because there is no data breach.
Well,
Luke,
unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope he can pull his head out of the sand. And if you're interested in finding out a lot about this, look up Luke Rosiak. He's got extensive reporting on this subject. Thank you, Luke, this morning for giving us an update.
Thank you, guys.
8:24 now on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Bethesda or Thursday in Tyson's Corner. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Selling your home is a tremendous decision, and you've got to get an agent whose first priority is you. Because a professional with the experience to get you top dollar is what you need. And it's your greatest financial asset, so you should really take care of it. I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. He can do all of that. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold a lot faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville, for example, purchased a new home before selling their existing property. So they were working with another agent, and their home was sitting unsold for months. And so what they did then was then turn to Frank, who at that point generated multiple showings, sold their property over their asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself guaranteed. Frank Prindle's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent that you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we come. Virginia, Interstate 95, really in good shape out of Stafford, heading up through to the Beltway. Just a brief delay in Dale City, but the merge now to get onto the Beltway and through Annandale with that stop and go. Backlick Road, northbound near the Beltway, had a report of a multi-car crash. Watch for fire and rescue there. No problems reported right now on 66, the Greenway, or the toll road. Of course, we have volume in those areas with morning commute. Heading into town across the 11th Street Bridge and on toward the freeway. Oh, it looks like DDOT's cleared that right lane with the crash, but now it's about clearing your trip if you're on 295 North. If you're coming around, say, from the Beltway, going north, that's where the delays begin. Beltway to get to the 11th Street Bridge or the Douglas Bridge if you're heading in through that stretch. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, still from 95 to Georgia Avenue, slow interloop into Bethesda, heavy. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Officially half an inch of snow yesterday at Reagan National, now into some milder weather. Clear and chilly this morning. Sunshine this afternoon, 42, up near 50 by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 22 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I don't know if you've heard about this, but Michael Wolff wrote a book called Fire and Fury. It's about all inside the Trump White House. Not a lot of people are reading it. But it's apparently going to be turned into a television series, which is going to be very interesting because we'll see if it's actually going to be touted as fact or fiction.
What was the last week then? I thought that was the TV series.
Exactly. 830 WMEL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The House is preparing for a vote today on another short-term spending bill to keep the government funded for another month. But will the House Freedom Caucus go along with it? Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris.
Well, it depends on what it has in the bill. You know, we think that we should include year-long funding for our troops. Look, the rest of the budget we can deal with later, but our men and women in uniform deserve our full support, and I hope they get it.
Harris spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Meanwhile, Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt says if there is a shutdown, blame Senate Democrats.
The people's will is being thwarted by 8 people in the Senate. We do own the House and the Senate minus 8 and the White House. And all of that still can't get something done because 8 people are blocking the entire agenda.
Brett spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. The federal tax overhaul probably means more state taxes will be paid in Virginia next year, but exactly how much and by whom, still unknown. The state secretary of finance, Aubrey Lane, says the impact of the federal tax changes is so complicated, the state needs an outside consultant and a couple more months to figure it all out. A Northern Virginia man is charged with threatening to blow up a police car. 46-year-old Virgil Snyder of Woodbridge is facing several charges. Police say Snyder made statements about shooting and blowing up a police car with an officer inside. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,116. The Nasdaq at 72,98. Sports sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. The Wizards lose in Charlotte. College basketball wins for GW, Navy, and AU. A loss for Georgetown. Hockey, the Caps are in New Jersey tonight. Up next, traffic and weather on as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, this is Vince Colonize. Most of you know I love cars. Well, I wanted to tell you about a great experience I just had. I met with Pat Coleman at Jim Coleman Cadillac. They have a brand new cutting-edge facility in Bethesda. This was by far the nicest car dealership I've ever seen. And the cars are every bit as beautiful. I mean, who hasn't dreamed of owning a Cadillac? Now more than ever, a new Cadillac is the ultimate symbol of luxury. Listen, the team at Jim Coleman Cadillac knows you deserve only the best. It's called the Jim Coleman Difference, providing you with award-winning customer service, honest, straightforward business, and the best value guarantee, period. So if you're considering where to shop for a new car or to service your Cadillac, upgrade your experience to first class at Jim Coleman Cadillac. Visit jimcolemancadillac.com or call them today. Ask for Pat Coleman, and for the best offer, tell him Vince sent you. The number is 301-841-6377. That's 301-841-6377. Jim Coleman Cadillac. Confidence with every mile.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you in from the west on 66. Still in Manassas, Centerville volume. Had an incident near Nutley Street that had been quickly cleared. Now, let's go to Loudoun County. 606 Old Ox Road. Still quite slow, but some movement at the scene of the crash. It happened in the northbound direction as you head north near Trade Center Place, if you're familiar with that area, near Weather Service Road. On the Greenway and the toll road, a little bit of volume as you push off the Greenway toward Herndon and Reston. On the Beltway, Maryland, outer loop still focusing on the incident past Georgia Avenue on the shoulder. Inner loop slows through Bethesda. And then on 50, let's go inside the Beltway here through Chevrolet. Delays begin right near 410, and that takes you now off and on down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, 42. Tonight, 26. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. Friday, plenty of sunshine up near 50 degrees and low to mid 50s over the weekend, and the weekend does look dry right now. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Chantilly, 20 in Waldorf, 22 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, man, the backbiting, the attacks, the mental illness, the truthiness, it's all coming to television. The Fire and Fury book written by Michael Wolff has now had its television rights purchased. Oh, just look forward to that. Remember, so if you thought the last few weeks of television were basically the miniseries, there's actually another one coming at some point. They're still shopping around to find a network that's going to carry this thing. They're going to have to do a whole bunch of other stuff, just like, you know, put some classic script writing markings all over the actual book and convert it into a television show. But Michael Wolff has gotten this deal. Apparently, it's in the seven-figure range, according to this. Endeavor Content has purchased the rights to the Trump White House book, which has obviously reached the bestseller list on the New York Times, number one. It's going to come to TV. So it's a deal between sister companies William Morris Endeavor and IMG. It's called Endeavor Content. And they've purchased the rights. And we'll see what happens. And I'm just kind of curious who's going to play Trump. Because that really is the core question, right? Who would be best suited, do you think, to play Donald J. Trump in a role in a television series? Now, I guess this one is going to be one that's going to go out of its way to try and mock him, try and make it seem like he's mentally unfit to be president. But even if it was, say, a positive series, I wonder who you think would be a good, you know, a good President Trump actor. I kind of think John Voight would love to just take a stab at it. You know, he's a conservative, and I think he could try and play it. I'm not sure he would get the accent right, but the truth is almost no one who's tried to do Trump, very few people, have gotten the accent right. Trump is such a unique character. Alec Baldwin is a horrific Donald Trump. Can we say that out loud? Is that allowed to be said in America?
See, he was the first one that I was going to say should play Donald Trump was Alec Baldwin.
In this series?
Yeah.
888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Please volunteer. Who's your casting decision here for Donald J. Trump?
See, I think it all depends on how you envision this going. See, because the first thing that came into my head was kind of like a Melrose Place, revive like a Melrose Place type show. But then I thought, maybe you do a mockumentary, you know, like Spinal Tap, or in like a Real Housewives vein, but it's really not a real documentary, because that's not real either, you know, but you make it a little bit more obvious that it's a mockumentary.
There was one.
People throwing things at each other, and you just really just amp up the craziness.
Johnny Depp actually did something like that. He did kind of like a mockumentary of Donald Trump. He played Trump. Yeah, I think it was for Funny or Die. He made a whole movie.
Okay.
It is horrific. And when I say horrific, I don't mean just that, he's attacking Trump. It was just such a lousy movie. I turned it on, and I really wanted to appreciate it for what it was. I couldn't.
Here's the thing. If you go over the top with it, if you just make it, like you said, like this over-the-top, funny-type show, conservatives and Trump supporters will watch it because they have the ability to laugh at themselves, whereas liberals see no humor in anything. Like, it'll just, if it were made of Barack Obama, for instance, in his White House, they would be offended by it. Whereas if it's made of Trump's White House and it's just over the top ridiculous,
right?
I can see where Trump supporters would watch it and laugh. I would watch it and laugh at it and think it was funny.
All right. So Michael Wolff will be getting a lot more of his product. He's going to executive produce the series, and then Michael Jackson is also on board to produce. And when I say that, I don't mean the performer.
I was just going to say, talk about over the top. There you go.
I was going to say, wow, they brought Michael Jackson back
exactly.
For this. This is a huge production. Now, veteran Channel 4 and BBC executive Michael Jackson is CEO of Two Cities Television, so he's on board to produce this. And they're going to try and take us inside the Trump White House, or as they see it.
So we may never see this in the U.S. since it's a BBC production?
We'll see it. There's no question.
You think?
Yeah, we'll see. No. It's not a BBC production. He's a BBC executive, but they're looking still for a studio to run this thing.
It's going to have to be just a miniseries. There's no way. I don't think you can sustain it as an actual series throughout an entire, what is that, 16 episodes, 10 episodes? I don't think you can do that unless you do kind of like a Real Housewives, Melrose Place, over the top type of series and just make it funny.
Well, it might be like HBO did with Game Change, something short and to the point. Let's go to Barbara, who's in D.C. and has a suggestion for who should play the President of the United States. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Well, I was thinking, who would be great, and he's no longer with us, but I think James Gandolfini would have been perfect.
Actually, I can see it. I mean,
can
you mean
see it?
Yeah, just like as his Sopranos character practically, but with a wig on.
Yeah, exactly. But he had the swagger, but he had the kind of the humor and a little bit of the melancholy underneath. He was kind of very human, but also a very tough guy. And I think he had the kind of the size.
Yeah.
He had the size and shape, you know.
He's got the shape. Are you a girther? Are you fat shaming the president?
No. I think he's great.
No, we are.
I'm on the Trump train, believe me.
There you go. No, we're fat embracing the president.
Gandolfini and his character has that whole New York Northeast swagger and attitude and frankness, and that's why you can see him playing President Trump, because that's what it is. A lot of his persona is that whole, and his frankness, what he allegedly said in that meeting, that's just his unvarnished truth coming out. This is exactly what I think, and he doesn't couch it in anything. He tells you exactly what he's thinking.
Yeah. Boy, I would love to see Donald Trump's televised sessions with a psychiatrist, though. Like, just like, you know, in that whole scene, and the whole series, The Sopranos, he's like constantly sitting with the psychiatrist.
That's true, the ducks.
It's hilarious. 8:43 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Do you have missing or damaged teeth? You know, that can keep you from eating the food you love, affects your job, affects your relationship, affects your ability to just downright smile and every other aspect of your life. Well, you can solve that. You know, it might have been a while since you've seen the dentist, but you should go and see the people at Cascades Dental because they have a no-criticism, no-judgment environment. Do what I did. Trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling. What sets them apart? Their experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. So why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in just one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. I'm doing that today, actually. Hopefully, I'll save both of those things. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a problem now in the backups on the Maryland Beltway. So really pay attention here. Coming out of College Park, if this is you heading over around toward 270, the accident is going to be on the outer loop as you come up toward University Boulevard. A lot of activity along the right side, and still with fire and rescue units responding on 95 southbound. We had the volume south of 212 to join onto each loop of the Beltway. So definitely quite active there in that stretch. Making our travels in through town. Let's go first. Inbound Clara Barton Parkway. Definitely stacking up here, trying to get up toward the light at Chain Bridge. And if you're eventually heading toward Arizona Avenue, Canal Road, had an accident reported there. On Chain Bridge Road, heading to the Chain Bridge, also very slow. Now let's go Brandywine, northbound on 301 at the 5 split. For the crash, 295, we've been struggling in town. Southbound now, very slow down toward Benning Road, East Capitol Street. Northbound, still trying to recover back at the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge due to the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's all high pressure now, so no snow events to worry about. Half an inch officially yesterday, not much. Some a little bit more. Sunshine today, 42. Tonight, 26. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. Friday, plenty of sunshine up near 50 degrees. And low to mid-50s over the weekend. And the weekend does look dry right now. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 22 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Don't cry for me.
Yes, the tears of a senator, Cory Booker from New Jersey, descending into tears of rage and pain over the past week. And he told us all about it when he was attacking DHS Secretary Christian Nielsen. Listen to this.
I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about his experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that pain, hurt.
To be.
And that pain.
Or not
to be. And to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now.
Out, damn spot.
They're worried about what happened in the White House.
Out, damn spot.
I don't think tens of millions of Americans were hurting when he was discussing illegal immigrants, right?
Yes, he felt their pain.
So they are not Americans if they're here illegally.
And so what happened is he's yelling at Christian Nielsen, and the RNC points out, like, hey, what's the deal with Democrats? You have a guy yelling at a woman. Like, isn't that, like, not allowed? Aren't those the rules now? CNN's Jake Tapper asked about that.
This is politics. I'm standing here as a United States senator in my official capacity challenging a cabinet secretary who's lying before the Senate on an issue that affects my state, as well as this nation, as well as us internationally, something as serious as her lying about overt bigotry coming out of the White House. So I'm my conduct was on point, and my personal emotion in all of this should be understood. I will fight against bigotry, racism, sexism, homophobia, wherever I see it, because I've benefited from people speaking up in the years past and doing the same.
He also said it's a little insulting to say I should be treating cabinet secretaries one way or another depending upon their gender. Oh, really? Cory Booker? I saw Ben Shapiro tweet, "Welcome to the hell you've created. Take a seat. It's nice and warm." The idea that you can't, that you have to treat women differently.
You know, I heard after he said that he's going to fight against Islamophobia and misogyny and racism and all those things wherever he can find it. He actually got someone to take a towel and pin it to his shirt to make a cape. And that's what he's going to wear around now as his superhero costume.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, this notion that he can just, like, scream at women or whatever, it only works if it's a Republican, right?
Of course. Well, of course.
Because, here's the reason, and this is practical advice. This is, like, real no BS advice for Cory Booker. Try that in the primary. You're going to run for president? You're going to run against Elizabeth Warren and do that? You're going to do that against Kamala Harris? You're really going to do that in a primary debate? I don't think so. You're not going to go with puppet hands. You're not going to go with big eyes. You're not going to go with screaming. You're going to have to control yourself because Democrats will rip you a new one. It doesn't matter if you would treat a man that way. There's a different standard for women in your party. You can't treat female leaders the same way as you treat male leaders in the Democratic Party. It just doesn't work. That's a genuine, objective assessment. And if you try that, all you're going to do is give Elizabeth Warren an advantage. All you're going to do is elevate Kamala Harris. And they're going to ride their way to the nomination on your back.
It would be interesting to see if either one of them address the way he treated Kirstjen Nielsen. Because if they're going to play the woman card, which you know they will, they're going to play the woman card because they're going to take any kind of minority card that they have and they're going to deal it. Then I wonder if they're going to hold him to that same standard, because if they don't, you know someone's going to ask them about it. If they say, well, I'm a woman, right? You know someone's going to ask them about it, the way he treated Nielsen.
Yeah, he attacks like that. They'll be ready. And yet she persisted.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
How often do you find yourself craving something salty, like potato chips or French fries? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers in China just wrapped up this study where they found the same parts of people's brains lit up when they ate salty and spicy foods. The thinking now goes that you might be able to trick your brain with spicy foods to help you curb your salt cravings. The study's author said the spicy food can make you taste the same level of saltiness even when a reduced amount of salt is actually consumed. Speaking of spice, chili peppers contain a chemical compound called capsaicin. You may have seen commercials for it as a cream, but some studies have found that it can also suppress your appetite. Now, if you don't normally eat a lot of spicy food, nutritionists recommend you start easy, maybe with jalapenos or serrano peppers. Then you can ramp it up to cayenne or even habanero. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
And that breaking news in just the last
news
15
from overnight.
Minutes,
alerts to plan ahead, plus traffic and weather to get you school and work ready. And when you get home, watch ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 with David Muir.
Also tonight, the state of emergency at this hour. The
morning tonight, ABC 7 News, always on your side.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Long Fence is starting the new year off on a high note with the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers. So why not make a resolution to take advantage? It's only for a limited time, so don't wait until next holiday season. Go to longfence.com today for a free estimate, and financing is available for qualified buyers. It's the lowest prices of the year. Happy new fence from Long Fence.
Everything we build makes a difference.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same. We're trying to wind it down. And Virginia, 66 eastbound. Eastbound, still have some slowdowns, but no incidents reported here through Manassas, Centerville, and again up toward Nutley Street in the Beltway. It's westbound 66. Please keep alert out in Centerville. Crash, and I'm looking at it in the camera. After you pass the Fairfax County Parkway, they do have the cone set up. The right lane is blocked at the scene. It looks like three cars involved. 66 west before you get to 28 Centerville. On 395, still really bunched up most of the way from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. The George Washington Parkway, heavy before you get to the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Chain Bridge Road, also very slow. Top side of the Maryland Beltway had a late crash that was in the backups near University Boulevard. Now to the shoulder, but we still have that heavy delay. If you're coming from College Park toward 270, it's 95 and around to Georgia Avenue. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know somebody with a drug or alcohol problem? Will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Officially half an inch of snow yesterday at Reagan National, now into some milder weather. Clear and chilly this morning. Sunshine this afternoon, 42, up near 50 by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 22 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-9867 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-9867 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-9867. That's 800-597-9867 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall. You know, it's a big day in D.C. tomorrow. We've got the pending shutdown of the government midnight tomorrow night. And tomorrow's also the March for Life.
Yes.
It's a big day tomorrow.
The president addressing it for the first time. That'll be great. President Trump involved in that.
Obama used to address the March for Death. He liked that one much better. The March for Organs, they called it sometimes. Hey, we've got a special guest. Her name is Stormy Daniels. And I don't really have Stormy. She's the porn star that Trump allegedly had the affair with. Try to keep up, you guys.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The House is expected to vote today on another continuing resolution that would keep the government funded and avoid a shutdown. The only Republican member of Congress from Maryland, Andy Harris, says he hopes to see a spending bill that does not also include an extension of the DACA program.
Freedom Caucus feels strongly that those two issues have to be dealt with separately. That's the only logical way to do it. I don't think it needs to be done any other way. And we'll see. But I hope our leadership holds firm. Speaker Ryan has said that those two issues should be kept separate. I think they should. There's no reason to connect it. I mean, what does funding our military troops have to do with, you know, granting legal status to 670,000 people who are here illegally?
Harris spoke on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Meanwhile, Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat thinks some Democratic senators in red or moderate states may decide they have to vote with the GOP on this one.
They're going to put some of their own folks in a hard spot, voting against CHIP funding, voting against the budget, voting against funding your defense.
Brad spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. With that deadline to avert a federal shutdown now just a day away, local leaders in our area are getting nervous. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett.
We have a large number of federal employees, large numbers of federal contractors, and if in some way or another we have a shutdown, even for a short period of time, it could have some very serious and negative ramifications for Montgomery County.
In Fairfax County, Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova says when the government shut down in 2013, it cost her county $150 million in income every day. Months ahead of Maryland's election for governor, incumbent Republican Larry Hogan has a huge fundraising lead over all of the Democrats who would like to challenge him. Reports filed with the state by yesterday's deadline show Hogan has some $9 million in the bank, more than all seven Democrats combined. Greg Klein is co-founder of the conservative blog Red Maryland. He says Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz did surprisingly well, raising some $2 million. But he'll need it, Klein says.
The main candidates, Kamenetz and Rusher and Baker, tend to have kind of regional followings, which makes sense since they're county executives in large counties in different parts of the state. They're going to have to spend a lot of this money just to get their name recognition and everything else. before they go up against Governor Hogan and his huge war chest and his huge approval rating.
Klein spoke on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. As talk continues of where the Redskins will build a new stadium, one group of lawmakers wants to make sure taxpayer dollars don't pay for it.
With less than a decade left on the lease for FedEx Field, the Redskins have been talking about building a new stadium somewhere in the D.C. metro area. But not everyone thinks a new venue makes sense financially. Among them, Maryland Democratic delegate David Moon.
There's a pretty good amount of research out there showing that stadium financing with public dollars does not typically pay for itself and is a huge waste of money.
Delegate Moon says he's working with Virginia Republican Delegate Michael Weppert and D.C. Councilmember David Grosso, all introducing legislation to keep taxpayer dollars from being used. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Northern Virginia state lawmaker is taking steps to remove the state's Robert E. Lee statue from the National Statuary Hall collection at the U.S. Capitol. Democratic Delegate Mark Levine.
My question is very simple. Is he the second greatest Virginian that ever lived? And I don't think most Virginians or most Americans would say so.
Levine says he doesn't know whose statue should represent Virginia in the U.S. Capitol. It just shouldn't be Robert E. Lee. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,116, the NASDAQ at 72,98. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market. You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening